Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. I am the president and the group editor-in-chief here of TMC. And the date is the 8th of May. It's Thursday and it's 2008. And today we have the pleasure of having Jeffrey Citron on the line from Vonage, who announced earnings. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for having us today, Rich.
My pleasure. Congratulations. You had some good numbers, and I'd love to hear more on your performance and what turned out to be the drivers this quarter.
Well, thank you. We are obviously very pleased with our financial performance. For the quarter, we saw revenues come in at $225 million, and that was up 15% year-over-year. While at the same time, we saw our costs lower. And that ultimately led to improvement in our adjusted operating income, which grew to $8 million versus a very large loss in the previous year. And we also narrowed our GAAP loss to $9 million, which was great results for us. But today we also made a couple of other really important announcements that I'd just like to cover briefly. But as many of you know, Vonage announced a strategy earlier this year called My Vonage, which is a strategy that takes Vonage from a product that people need, which most people would consider low-cost phone service, to a product that people want. And as part of that strategy, we've released a number of different products. Recently, we launched Vonage Visual Voicemail. That's Vonage's voicemail transcription service, been very well received by the marketplace. We also launched late last year our international unlimited long-distance plans. Those also have been well received. These two products have created a real competitive differentiator for the company and has obviously fueled revenue growth and increases in our profitability. But at the same time today, we also made two other very important announcements. One was an announcement around Vonage Pro. This is a new product that will be targeted towards Vonage or towards prosumers. And in that customer segment base, we'll be bundling the Vonage Visual Voice product along with the Vonage Visual Voicemail and then our contact center, as well as a new product called Companion, which is a software client you can load on your computer that allows you to make and receive phone calls at the same time and in conjunction with your home phone service. And so we're excited that that'll be launched this year. And then we also made an announcement today that Vonage will be entering the space for delivering broadband services via a DSL plant, and we entered into a wholesale arrangement with Covad to power that offering. And so that'll allow us to go ahead and sign customers up who are contacting us who want the Vonage products and services but either A, don't have broadband today, or B, if they do, really want to buy it all from one provider. And so these are some great announcements, and we believe that these announcements will also lead to accelerated growth in the second half of this year.
It's a staggering amount of releases and just amount of news and new products to have in such a short amount of time, and I'm not sure where to even start, but I'm very curious about the broadband offering, because obviously having the ability to provide the broadband as well as the telephony allows you to have a stickier service, and the reports I've seen show that the more bundling you can do from a single service provider, the stickier the service is. So that's probably a very good move. Now the question becomes, how broadly can you go in terms of the nation with COVID, and is this primarily prosumer, consumer, or who would be the customers of this product?
So the Vonage Broadband's target customers will be across the board, really. We'll be focusing on people who like to bundle products, and these customers are typically sticky. They like to buy things from the same provider. We'll also be targeting customers who, as I said earlier, come to Vonage. They don't necessarily have broadband yet. They know the Vonage brand. They trust the Vonage brand. They want the Vonage service. And we'll be able to fill both their needs. So that'll be, I think, helpful in terms of accelerating our growth. We've got customers who are already taking a double play from an operator. These customers may be more typically customers who take satellite video from, let's say, DirecTV, and they may have a DSL broadband and a voice service from the phone company. They are looking to switch over to Vonage. So it really helps us across the board in these different products. And then we have Vonage Pro, which, of course, will be bundled with along with broadband if customers want that. That's really their choice, and that will be targeting the prosumer segment. Now, with the Vonage broadband offering, we have two classes of service. One will be a 3-megabit service. The other will be a 6-megabit service. We will make both the 3 and the 6 available to our residential customers, and probably the 6-megabit service to our business customers.
And do you have costs for those?
Oh, yes. Obviously, we will be wholesaling it from Vonage, but as I mentioned on today's earnings call, obviously these products will be accretive to revenue, but they also will be accretive to the bottom line.
And then what would be the typical price for these, for the broadband?
We haven't set formal pricing yet, but you'd expect them to be comparable to similar offers in the marketplace.
That's fantastic. And so has this been in the works for a while? Is this something that you've been looking at for months?
Well, this is something that we've been working on for a while. You know, as the company has evolved over the past couple of quarters, you know, when we step back, you know, a year ago when I came back into this role, we laid out a strategy, and that strategy had three parts. One, fix the fundamentals. Two, strengthen the core. And then three, go from that core. What we've noticed in the last, you know, quarter or so is that we're really making great progress on fixing the fundamentals. We've had three great quarters of subscriber line acquisition costs that have been pretty low. And Jamie Henge, our chief marketing officer, she's been doing a fantastic job in this area. We've got our costs in line now, finally, and we've just started to see great improvements in customer care. As a matter of fact, as recently as April, we were running world-class metrics in terms of the average speed of answer, call abandonment rates, and that also contributed to much higher first call resolution, much higher customer satisfaction, and overall much higher net promoter score. So with customer care improving, we feel like we're just about ready to step on the gas. And because of that, we've been really thinking about, okay, what do we want to do in terms of the MyVonage strategy? And that's led us over the past few months to start thinking about bringing a bunch of products to market that extends our real vision in the area. And it's been working. We've seen great customer reception to the products we've released over the last two quarters. And we know that there is ample demand for the new ones that we're about to release.
So you've really, and I remember especially in your early days, you were so far ahead in terms of just the technology and the options and the features and soft clients and just a suite of options and features. It looks like you're back on track to be announcing new products and things that are different from other service providers. Would you care to just address, do you see that happening going forward as well? Do you have a bunch of things in the labs that you guys are tinkering with that we may be interested in knowing more about?
Well, there's no doubt that the company has really been spending quite a bit on research and development over the past few quarters as we've been resolving some of our issues. And, yeah, you're going to see products come out on a pretty regular basis. We're going to really start honing in on different customer segments and then talking to those customers and understanding what are their pain points, what problems do they have, and how can Vonage provide solutions to them. That led us to launch the Vonage Visual Voicemail program. That allowed us to launch unlimited international long-distance calling plans. That's led us to launch later this year and announce today Vonage Broadband and Vonage Pro. And you're going to see a lot more of this coming out as our customers tell us what they want, and then it'll be our job to go out and deliver it to them.
That's fantastic. So congratulations. And in terms of profitability, since I missed the call, maybe you just want to share briefly, do you have an anticipated time when you're looking to get there?
Well, as I said earlier, the company generated $8 million of adjusted operating income for the quarter, which is fantastic. That is really the income from the operations of the business. The main differentials is really it excludes the interest and amortization and depreciation non-cash costs from that number. Otherwise, on a fully loaded basis, we did lose $9 million. Which is down a lot, but a real improvement over the prior year. You know, from our perspective, we've got a company today that's generating cash from operations. We've done that now three quarters in a row. We're going to continue to go do that. So we're feeling good about the business in terms of our financial performance. Now it's time for us to grow faster, and that's going to start in the second half of this year.
Now, in terms of patents and issues of dealing with that whole rigmarole of the legal issues of IP communications, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I mean, patents are an issue for the entire technology space these days. As it relates to Vonage, you know, we've settled a number of patent disputes with some of the larger telco operators in the United States. Those are now well behind us, and we're eager to move forward with our business. So we've laid out a great strategy. We've been executing against it. Performance has been very good on a financial side and an operational side. We finally, it looks like we've got the customer care problems resolved. They've improved dramatically, and now we're getting ready to start accelerating growth again.
Well, congratulations. I'm very excited for you and your company, and just the slew of products is something we'll be digesting for a number of days, I'm sure, and continuing to write about here at TMCNet. Are there any final thoughts that you want to leave potential customers and who are people who are thinking about signing on with your service?
Sure. Well, you know, as you know, Vonage offers a great competitive alternative to the phone company and the cable operators. We've got a lot of customers who have been signing up. We know that our products provide a competitive differentiation inside the marketplace, and we're going to continue to listen to our customers and continue to deliver those products. So thank you very much for hosting me today.
You're welcome. You've been listening to a TMCNet webinar. It's the 8th of May, Thursday. It's 2008. This is Rich Tarani with TMCNet, and you've been listening to Jeffrey Citron, who, of course, is the CEO of Vonage. And thank you so much, Jeffrey. This was fantastic, and I'm looking forward to having you back on as a guest in the future.
Absolutely. Take care.